This is KUT. Travis County is working towards using a federal system that verifies the immigration status of those applying to work for the county. But as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey explains, county commissioners have a few reservations.
First question, what is E-Verify? Here's Travis County Judge Sarah Eckhart.
The federal government offering us the ability to use E-Verify for free to expedite our hiring of people if they happen to be foreign-born. Just to make sure that they're eligible to work here, even though they were foreign-born.
Todd Osborne with the county's compensation office told commissioners he did not see a downside to adopting the system.
It's quick, it's fairly easy, it has no cost.
Commissioner Bridget Shea says she's not so sure.
It's not Travis County I'm worried about. Presumably, if this data and documentation on the prospective employee is going to the Department of Homeland Security database, and if they find some mismatch, maybe...
Maybe, Shea goes on to say, someone could be deported because of a reporting error in the E-Verify system. According to a report published by Homeland Security, in 2013, roughly one-fourth of employers were told employee data did not match federal documents because of a data entry mistake. Commissioners said, in a case like this, a potential employee would be notified and given a chance to explain the mismatch. County officials will take another week to hear about possible downsides of adopting the system. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.